Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, B'siyat Dishmaya, where the Chesed Hashem Aleinu, we presented a slew of kashas on the Indian of Hallel. We saw the Rambam, who argues with the Bahag, who asserted that Hallel is Doraisa, and the Rambam says, what do you mean Hallel is Doraisa? It's David HaMelech. How can David HaMelech be Doraisa? And the Ramban is masik on the Rambam. He says, why not? Tefillah is doiraisa. Just the details of tefillah aren't doiraisa. So the same thing, we can say that the Hallel is doiraisa. Just the details of Hallel, exactly what the nusach is not doiraisa. We also saw the kasha from the Sugya and Tainis, and of Chof Chesom with Beis, that Rova says that Hillel of Rosh Chodesh is not Zotomeret, Halilot Reish Yachad Lav Doiraisa. So we see from the fact that we don't push off the Maimed, the Tefillah of the Maimed, because of Hal of Rosh Chodesh, it must be that Hal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doiraisa. So you see that Hallel Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa, the other Hallels are Doraisa. That's what it looks like. Rashi and Tainis, so that's a raya that Hallel Chor is Doraisa. Rashi and Tainis says that the Hallel of Chanukah is Kiddo Eraisa Domi. So what does it mean it's Kiddo Eraisa? How could it be Kiddo Eraisa when we have a Pasuk that Hallel is learned from Kilel Eskav, Asher Yelechem Kilel Eskad Ishchag, from where we learn the mitzvah of saying Hallel, but that's only a pasuk midivrei Kabbalah, that your song should be like the sanctification of the holiday. So you see that on Lel Eskad Ishchag, you say Hallel on Lel Pesach. But that's and other Moadim also, other Yom Tov also. Akopanim, that's only Din Rabban, that's only Din B'Divrei Kabbalah. So how could it be Doraisa? It's only a pasuk from Navi. Ein Navi Roshah L'Chadish Dover. And also from Lashon of Rava, it's Mashmah that Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa, Mashmah is Dirabbanah, but the Gemara says it's not even Dirabbanah. If it was Dirabbanah, be Doraisa the Maimid. The Gemara says that the Halam Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. So in general, to say that Chanukah is Kitoi Raisa, Mapitom, no Hallel can be great at Doraisa because it's learned from a Pasuk in Midivrei Kabbalah. And to say that Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa, so the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. And the Gemara says in Psochim, Kuf Yud Zayin, that the Nevi'im were Metakein, that we should say Hallel on every perek uperek, which the Rashbam says means every regel, and I'll call tzorov it tzorov shalotovu aleim, and in every tzor as well. That shouldn't happen, euphemistically speaking, but unfortunately sometimes it does. So what's the connection between the perek uperek, called tzorov it tzorov, every regel, and every tzor regel is not al tzor? So what's the connection between these two things? And the Gemara says that you say Hallel when there's an Amoed, and then it talks about Hallel on Chanukah, which is also the Nes. So what's the connection between the Amoed and the Nes? Or again, the Gemara in Psachim, Perek u Perek and Sar and Sar. And why does it say Lashon of Perek? Perek implies a time. It's a time frame. It's not a time frame, it's a regel. It's not a time frame. Also, we saw in Psachim 95b that we say Hallel b'shas shchitas ha-Pesach, because how could it be the Jewish people are shechting their Pesach and not saying Hallel? Rashi says, because the Tval mitzvah requires Hallel. The 613 mitzvahs, ma'pitom this mitzvah. We don't make halal mitzvahs. So Rabbi Sai, we've really come to the moment we've been waiting for. And that is just to understand what's the yisod of the chiyuv of halal. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, she yisod chiyuv halal, eino shemishum ha-meorah shel perek o tzara shelo tavo, o mitzvah mitchayev lahalal et Hashem itbarach. V'shezeo din ha-halal. Don't think that the foundation of the obligation to say halal is because of a certain event, because of a tzara, because of a mitzvah. And that's the din of halal, because anyway, belav achi, behalal ainet yachasut, letzara pratit, shaleh omrim et halal. There's no et yachasut, there's no relationship to any particular tzara when you're saying halal. In Brachas 56a, it calls halal halila mitzra. We mentioned Nisa Yitzis Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with every tzara? Ella. She is sold halelu. What is it? Drum roll. Says Moreinu Barabenu Chayav Adam Lomer B'Lashon Rabbi. She yeshna chefza misuyemet im menat Torah ravim al yidei David. Sheshmo hu halel. Shu hilu v'shevach Hashem izborach. V'hu mitzius bifnei atzma shel shem halel sheyeshna malprokim eilu. ונוצרה מציאות זו כדי שיהללו בה את השם יתברך. ומזה בא החיוב על קריאת ההלל, שהוא חיוב להלל את השם, והלל זה שהוא ההילו שיצרה התורה או רבונון, שבו יתהלל שמו יסבורך. So, the yisod of halal is that there's a certain chefza, there's a certain entity, whether it's a biblical entity, as per the Bahag, Ramban, or it's Ayidei Dovid HaMelech, as per the Rambam. And this entity, this Cheftza, is called Hallel. Hallel is the praise of the God, of God. May His name be blessed. And this is an independent Metzius of a Shem Hallel that these Prakim have. And this Metzius of Shem Hallel was created in order that we should praise Hashem with these prakim. With these chapters of Tehillim that Chazal decided upon, this is how we should praise Hashem. And from that comes the chiyuv of Kriyas HaHallel, which is a chiyuv to praise Hashem with this Hallel, which is the praise that the Torah, the rabbis, invented, created, so that God's name will be praised. It's like Shabbos. Harei ze domeh lemetziut haShabbat sheyatzar haKadosh Baruch Hu sheetchayavnu bishmirata sheteya Shabbat lefi hamitchayev mimetziuta v'chein hu bahalel shenotzra metziut shel halel v'etchayavnu lefa'ol bemetziut zo. דהיינו להלל בת השם. אלא שהמתחייב מחמת מציאות ההלל אינו להלל בזה את השם יתברך כל היום ובכל יום. ומשום שעניין גדול כל כך כלל צריך זמן מתאים לאומרו, בין מצד הזמן בין מצד איש המהלל ואינו עניין לכל יום ויום. It's like Shabbos. God creates Shabbos and we have to keep this Shabbos. There's a מציאות of Shabbos, and we have to create, we have to honor the Shabbos on top of the Metzius. This is what we had in our Shiurim on Kibbutz Aveim. B'siyata d'shmayin hochas mamrim. You can listen to those Shiurim, they're recorded. We spoke about how the Metzius of your parents is Machayiv the Kibbutz, and how that answers so many kashas. We developed that yisod. Akoponim, here we have this Metzius of Shabbos. So Shabbos is mechayiv us to keep it, to guard it, to preserve it, to honor it, to enjoy it. But it all starts with this metzius of Shabbos, and that metzius of Shabbos is mechayiv us to keep it. So to Hallel, there's a metzius of Hallel. Chazal created this metzius, and we have to act upon this mitzvah in order to create, in order to praise Hashem. However, what's mischayev from this mitzvah is not to praise Hashem every day or all day, because this is too big. It's not just an everyday thing. Adarabba. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, famously 118b, Sha'koyre halel b'chol yoim, hareze mecharef u'megadef. If one reads halel daily, he is a blasphemer and a scorner. And this is cited by the Rif in the fifth parak of Brochis, in the Rosh in Simen Hay, in the Magen Avraham in Tov Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Katan Aleph. So Rashi there explains that the reason is that since the Nevi'im HaRishonim were metakim with these parakim to say Shevach v'hoido, ze akol rei tamid b'loi ito, reitze kemzamer shil kemisloitzitz. The Nevi'im HaRishonim were metakim these parakim to say Shevach and Hoda, so a person who reads them always at the not at the right times is like he's just making a song out of it. He's just like making a joke out of it. Because the Nevi'im Rishonim, I said before Chazal, really Nevi'im, were mitakin to say these prakim at certain times. So that explains why he's a Macharif and a Megadef. He's a blasphemer and he's a scormer. He's like making a joke out of it. It's supposed to be said only at certain times. And he, you know, it's like someone gets up on a prosaic Monday morning in the middle of January, and he starts saying, HaMelech, as if it's Rosh Hashanah. You don't do that. So that's why he's a blasphemer and a scorner. But mitzad, that's what Rashi is explaining. But mitzad atzmo, Vada yesh bezet ma shekoteva meiri, sham b'mesechet Shabbat, she'atamu, shemitoch she'omro tamid, eino margish letorer alav b'yamim shenekba lehoda al anisim she'eru bahem. If you say it constantly, the reason the rabbis don't want you saying it constantly is because you're not going to be mesoirer, you're not going to have this spiritual arousal on those days that were established for thanks for the nisim that happened on them. And then one's going to come to deny them. So that also is Macharif from Megadef Dik. But besides that, you also have this inyan of it being too big to say it constantly, because then you're not going to say it with the proper Hargosha. So it must be that you need the proper time. However, Lefro, you need to say it at the proper time. Aval Lefro Kim Kaloshin Rashi. Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. But if you say it from time to time, which isn't every day, Yeshno Chiyuv LaHalel BaHalel Zet Hashem Yizman LeZman. That's a lashon of Kol Perek UPerek. Mizman LeZman. VeKlapei Zeh Ma SheNikba SheHazmanim HaMatimim LaZeh Hem Yemei HaMoed. שהם זמנים מיוחדים לזמן היום, שמועדו. וכן הוא כלפי זמן של גאולה מצרה, שגם הוא זמן בפני עצמו המתאים לזה. וזהו השייכות של כל פרק ופרק, ושל כל צרה וצרה, להיותם שניהם, בכלל הזמנים, שחייבים לומר הלל. So that's why we have specific times that were nikba. What were these specific times? You may moed. Mitzad Ayom, it's a special day, it's a moed. And Geula Mitzara, the time of the Geula Mitzara, in other words, it's done at specific times. Which times? Times of moed and times of Geula Mitzara. So that's the shaychus between these two things, moed and Geula Mitzara, insofar as that challah can't be said every day, because then you're going to lose the feeling, you're going to lose the emotion. It has to be said at certain special times. And the times that were established as special times were them, they don't have to have a thematic connection, just that they're special, unique times. And those are times of moed, and times when we were saved from a tzara, times of geula, called tzara v'tzara shelo tavo. V'zeh mevu'ar b'ma shekotev Rashi b'mesechet Pesachim. In Dibur HaMaskil Lailahu. Shama Gemara omeret, Harishon toun halel b'achilato, v'hasheni eino toun. Menani mili, Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzedek, Amar Kora, she'yerechem kelel eskadish achag, chog. The shir that you'll sing on the day that you're nigal menagolus will be the same shir that you are knowing to sing the night that the lechag is miskadish, in other words, hallel. So the night of the holiday where there's a chiyuv shira is Leil Pesach, when you eat the Karban Pesach. And therefore the Gemara learns, Laila hamakudish lechag, ton hallel. Meaning when you eat Pesach Rishon, it requires hallel. And Laila she'ain makudish lechag, ain't ton hallel. A night that's not makudish lechag, Pesach Sheni, the night of Pesach Sheni, doesn't require halal. And the Gemara says, "But zeh v'zeh tona halal v'siyas." When you do the shechita, they both require halal. My taima, iba yisema. One answer is laila kamimayit, yom lo kamimayit. In other words, the reason is because the pasuk b'leil skadi shachag is my Pesach Sheni. It's mamayit rakas leil Pesach Sheni. Laila kamimayit. Kalel is Kadesh Chag. But the Yom, the Pasuk says, not Memayit. So Memela, Pesach Sheni, is the same as Pesach Rishon. That requires Hallel, Ba'asiyasa. And here comes Rashi, and Rashi says, Laila, the Pesach Sheni, Miyet. It's Memayit, the night of Pesach Sheni, that you don't say Hallel. Avol Yoyim Shehuzman HaSiyasa Lo Miyet. But the day, which is the time of the preparing of the Pesach, the Shritas HaPesach, we weren't Memayit. V'reyu kePesach Rishon. It's like Pesach Rishon, Sheton Hallel B'Shaas Shritasa. Like we see in Tamid Nishchat and Samach Dalet, that Pesach Rishon requires Hallel B'Shaas Shritasa. Ulekaman Amrina, and later on we say, Nevim Shbineim Tiklem Shi Oimru Akol Perek U Perek V'chol Dvar Chidush. V'chol Dvar Chidush. What does Rashi mean over here? That the Nevim said, you say it in every event, every Moed, every Perek U Perek, and every Dvar Chidush. Is the Dvar Chiddush what's most important? No. What's most important is the Geula. That we have this holiday because a great thing happened on this holiday. So why does Rashi emphasize the Dvar Chiddush? So the answer is that it's not mitzad the Hatzalah. It's not mitzad the miracle that happens or the wonderful things that happen in. And Shavuos and Pesach and Sukkot. Here we're talking about Pesach. So on Pesach we have this great, you know, we were saved from the Egyptians. But that's not why we're saying Hallel. But rather, because of the time after the Hatzalah. It's not the Etzem HaHatzalah, but it's the time after the Hatzalah. So that's what it means. And that's why we use a lashon of kol perek u perek. Because the vort is not the moed. The vort is, it's that time. This time period after a hatzalah, or this time period of a holiday, That's what's Mechayev Hallel. And therefore Rashi here says, V'chol Dvar Chiddush. As a mitzad ha-matzav shel zman she'acharei ha-atzala, she'acharei ha-geula. And therefore Rashi says, that's what's Mechayev Hallel. So why are you saying Hallel on Pesach Sheni? Because you say Hallel on Pesach Rishon, because the Gemara says later on, then the Vim were attacking that you say it, I'll call Perak with Perak, v'chol dvar chiddush. Because there's something new, be it a Moed, or be it a Yeshua, so that new thing is Mechayev Amiras HaHallel. In this particular time, there's a dvar chiddush. It's not the hatzalik shel ha'atzma. It's the fact that there's a dvar chiddush. There was something new here, and again, that could be a moed and it could be a hatzala, Yeshua, and then afterwards, that period of the period of time after that Yeshua, or at that moed, that's what's mechayev hallel. So you have this mitzius of being mahal Hashem, and the neviim said to say it at certain times. This mitzvah of Hallel should be verbalized at certain time periods. Or maybe Kol Dvar Chiddush means the Shchitas HaPesach. But the point is, it's not the Me'orah itself, it's this time period. That's Mechayev. Meaning, after a Dvar Chiddush, now there's a Chiyuv of, which could be again, which could be the Shchitas HaPesach, which could be a Yeshua. So that's Mechayev Amiras HaHallel. And it could be a Moed. And that Perek Zman is Mechayev Amiras HaHallel. But again, it's not a Davrik Shel Atzmo. It's that time period that's Mechayev. Either, again, the Moed, the Yeshua Mitzara, or the Dvar Chiddush of Shchitas HaPesach. We see this Yisod from the Smak in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, and the Ibn Ezra be Yisod Mora B'Shar Vav, Shem Rabbeinu B'Chaya B'Zor Rakiya Mitzvah Tezayin, that Kriya Sahal is a Mitzvah Se Doi Raisa, from the Pasuk of Hu Tehila Secha V'Hu Alo Kecha. He is your praise. And so writes the Sefer Ma'aseh Nisim of Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, Siman Aleph b'Shem Rav Dina al-Bavli. It's a mitzvah se deraisa from the pasuk of Lois Sechalu with Shem Kochi v'nikdashti. So they both offer psukim for the mitzvah se deraisa of saying Hallel. Hu si lascha v'u alokecha, Lois Sechalu Shem Kochi v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael. And the Torah's Kohanim Darshins, if it says Lois Sechalu, Shomayani Mimash Vishnamra Amrakal Amr Kodesh, Shomanikdashim Saratzmo Kadesh Shmi. So Vinikdashti means you should be Makadesh Shem Hashem. So how do you do that? You say Hallel. So where do you see from these psukim that it's talking about the Moadim or called Sarah? So it must be, like we said, that there's an inyan and there's a chiyuv atzmi to be Mahalas Hashem. Ella. Shemitzar Atzmo Machaiv Shiaze Bizmanim Amatim Lehil. It has to be at those times which are appropriate. Akol perek uperek, ve'akol tzora, every moed, and on every tzora that shouldn't come on the tzibur, and like we saw before, also shchitas ha-pesach. Aval ein hazman mechayev etzeh. What's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is halel. And then the rabbi said to do the neviim said to do it at certain times. But you see from these psukim that the etzem ha-mechayev is the halel. V'hu si loscha. Or v'nikdashti. We have to sanctify Hashem. We have to praise Hashem. And when do we do that? We do it at specific times that we were told to do it. But it's not the specific times per se that are Mechayev Hallel. What's Mechayev Hallel is Hallel, is this Metzius of Hallel, which was created in order to praise Hashem. But we can't say it every day. So therefore the Nevi'im decided it should be said at certain times, whether it's the Moed, or whether it's the before the Moed, the Shchitis HaPesach, or whether it's the Akol Tzara Shelo Tovo. But the point is that the Etzem HaMechayiv is the Hallel, is this Metzius of praising Hashem. And then we were told to say it at certain times. But you see from these Makaros that it's not that these times were Mechayiv the Hallel. It's that the Hallel is Mechayiv us to say Hallel. The Metzius of Hallel requires us to say it, to praise Hashem. And then it's to be said at specific times, because you can't say it every day. And it'll dull your feelings. The lashon of the smack is shetivan lahalav bezmanim kvum deceive usi usi lascha, and the rabbis say, 18 days of halal. In other words, we see there's a chiyuv atzmi shetivan lahalav, and then when is that? And the yud chasiyom, the 18 days that we say halal, but there's a chiyuv atzmi to say halal. It's just done at certain times. And then the smack continues, V'chein Mishir Alon Neis, Go'an Arbit Tzvichim Lohidus, Tzorech Levorach, Baruchat Hashem, Kenem Ocholam, Agom Lechavim Tovois. So it doesn't seem that that's a Chiv Man HaTorah. And it's also not a Lashon of Hallel, Lashon of Hodah. And here we're talking about Hallel. So what is he bringing this in for? So the answer is that really Hashem does nisim and flows for us every single day, every single minute. But there are only certain times where the special things, the arba shetzichim lahodos, they have to say a special bracha. So there's certain zmanim for this bracha. So that's the same thing as Hallel. In other words, Hallel, really, we have to praise Hashem every second of every day. Kol neshama to Hallel ka, kol neshima wa neshima. Every breath we take is a reason to praise the Rabbanu Shalom. However, the Nevi'im said to do it at certain times, to say it at certain times. But the Etzem Chiv, the Etzem Chayiv is the Hallel. It's just to be done at certain times. I'll call Tzara V'Tzara, I'll call Perek V'Perek. Like Rashi says over here, called Dvar Chidush. And the Smak connects that to the Bracha and Hoda. That always we have to thank Hashem, which is for these four things, a special Bracha, a special Chiv Hoda. And the hashva is, the comparison in Sushel is between these two things, is that they both have kavua times. They're both constant obligations in theory, halal and hodah, but they're only set at specific times. Halal in the specific times we mentioned, and hodah in the arba tzvichim lahodos, the four types of people. He's saved from the sea, etc. So, chol levin esrape, somebody who lets let out of jail, those who go in the midbar. So these people are obligated to thank at this specific time after they have this Yeshua. Chayav ben Hodah, just like we also. We're always Chayav ben Hallel, but just when we have a kol tzara tzara, a kol shalot tovo, a kol perek uperek, we have to say Hallel. So the comparison is that they're both constant obligations, but we only say them at specific times. These brachas, either Hallel or Agomel. We see this also from where Rav Ben Arambam writes in the Chuvas Ma'aseh Nisim Siman Aleph, in a Chuvah to Rav Daniel Abavli. Rav Daniel Abavli ben Rav Saadia lived in the 1300s, Leminyanim, in Damascus in Syria, not a place any of us would like to be today. Atam Rav Shmuel ben Eli was a Rosh Yeshivas Baghdad. So Rav Avram writes to him that Hallel is Menat Torah. V'shigam l'mar d'arba David Oimro lo yimna shetia mitzvah behilul stam v'liyachweich shia be'elu amilos bilvad avarotzi yisbarach shiom ashiros v'shisbarach os maros eilu be'ez amilos shiyiyu k'mo shenischayvu b'ze alavim ala korban. So even though David said it, so how could it be Menat Torah? So it could be that the mitzvah is to praise Hashem, just not with these words. And just like the Levim al HaKorban, they have a mitzvah of Shira, and they happen to be saying Pirkei Tehillim also up to Halel. Halel is a mitzvah in HaTorah. And for this mitzvah in HaTorah, we say these Pirkei Tehillim. It's a mitzvah in HaTorah to praise. So that's how, those are the words that are used for the praise. So that's Rav Daniel HaBavli to Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam. That's Rav Daniel HaBavli to Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam. Daniel HaBavli was a... he was cholik on the Rambam a lot, so this is, he's being cholik here on the Rambam, because the Rambam says that it's not minat Torah, Hallel. And Rav Daniel HaBavli says it is, and it doesn't matter that David HaMelech said it, like your father said, like the Rambam said, because the Torah says to say Shira, and what Shira should you say? Okay, so use the words of David HaMelech, but that doesn't mean it's not minat, it's, you know, if my mother asks me to make for her pot roast, that doesn't mean that the Torah says that a pasuk says make for your mother pot roast. By the way, that wouldn't happen. My mother would ask me to make her pot roast. But in theory, right? So what does it mean? The Torah says to listen to your mother. And if your mother says pot, that's what the Torah means, pot roast. That's what she wants. The Torah says to pray. So whatever you do, whatever fits into that category. So the Pirkei David HaMelech would work with that. So that's Rav Daniel HaBavli's Taina. And on that, Rabbi Avraham answers, "V'afim nodi l'machshava hazos." Even if we agree with this, v'nomer ki mischayev min haTorah b'shevach stam, and say that one is mischayev min haTorah to praise stam, im kol zeh yikshelenu lo yikshelenu. Still, it's not up kasha on us. Why not? Ki anachnu maninu chiyuv mitzvah tefila, vein panam l'notzah mitzvah la'atzma. We already enumerated mitzvah tefila as one of the tariyak. So why are we going to enumerate Hallel on its own? And the question is, Ma'inyan Tefillah, which is a chi of every day on Bakasha Estracha, like we see in the Rambam, Tefillah 1-2, to chi of Hallel, Ma'zeh Kashul, the chi of Hallel, which is a new chi of a mitzvah chadasha that was said, I'll call Perak or Perak, I'll call Vula. He called Tzorah v'tzorah shechayev mehem loymar Hallel. What does Tefillah have to do with Hallel? How does he have to praise at certain times? Certain times are mechayev you to praise Hashem. And tefillahs every day have to say Bakashas Terachim. East is east, west is west, never the twain shall meet. What's not Kesha? Mivu'al gamizeh kanal. So here we see, like we've been saying, She'ena halel mitchayev meha me'ora'ot. Halel is not mischayev from the events that occur. But rather, there's a chiyuv halel. There's a chiyuv bifne'atzma l'amirach she'amiras sheva. Now, when is the time of this Amirat Shevach? V'chol Perek u'Perek, called Tzara u'Tzara. Now, Tefillah also requires Shevach. So that's the same Yisod as Tefillah then. In Tefillah you praise Hashem, and in Halah you praise Hashem. The difference is Tefillah you praise Hashem every day, in the context of tefillah. And Hallel, you praise Hashem in certain times that are mechayev, that those times are the proper time frames for saying Hallel, i.e. b'chol perek u'perek, every regel, every moed, and every tzara shelo tovu al hatzibur. But it's one chiyuv of praising Hashem. And therefore, Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam correctly writes that it's one mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs. We have a Hasoga Neraivit in the 11th parak of Hilchos Brachos who writes, Shehalo d'rosh chodesh yishlomar b'broche, ki b'broche tiknuhu k'dei lefarsim shehu rosh chodesh. Halo rosh chodesh you say with a bracha, because they are metakein a bracha in order to publicize that it's rosh chodesh. You don't make a bracha. And then the Ravid concludes that anu menagenu levorech al kulam, our minig is to make a bracha on all of them. And it's not like in Tilas Arava that we have in the on Sukkos, the last day of Sukkos. Shein baloi shevach v'loi hoidah b'netilasa. There's no praise, there's no thanks, so what's the need for a bracha? Aval kriyas ha-halel b'yomim ha-mukdoshim, the korban musaf behem, הם תקנו בהמהלה משום הקר לקדושסן, יפה עשו וצריך ברכה. If they are מתקן הלל, reading הלל on these holy days, and have a carbon מוסף, if they are מתקן הלל because of the recognition to show that they're holy, they did well, they did nicely. It's a good takana requires a bracha. What's pshat in the raivid? As a biur nirah, she'af al pi she'ein bracha al minhag. Normally we don't have a bracha on a minhag, and that's why we don't make a bracha on netilas harav. Aval kishah minhag, o mishum heker lekedushatan, harei oto minhag, she'yeshno al amirat halel. But when the minhag, so you're not making a bracha on a minhag, that's why you don't make a bracha on netilas harav. But when the minhag is to recognize the Kedusha, to show that there's a special Kedusha here, the very same minhag we have to say Hallel is also to say a bracha. Because in that, Bazei Yesh Bitui, Shehu Kehallel Gamur, shows you that it's a real Hallel, that it has a bracha. So it shows a Heker Kedusha of this Hallel, that not only is it a Hallel, it's a Hallel with a bracha. And therefore you're saying Hallel on this day, on these minhag days, like the last days of Pesach, last 6 days and Rosh Chodesh, to show that these days are also special days, like the other Yom Mikudashim. And therefore you make a bracha because of the minhag of the bracha. He's talking here about making a bracha. And why are you making a bracha? Because of Heker Kedushasa. And therefore, just like there's a minhag to say Hallel Mishum Heker Kedushasa, there's also a minhag to say a bracha Mishum Heker Kedushasa. Mimasha Tola HaRaivid Es HaGdore B'yamim HaMikudashim Mashe Shem Korban Musaf. So what's the Yamim HaMikudashim? What defines Yamim HaMikudashim? They have a Korban Musaf. And Shabbos doesn't need a Maisa to show it's a Yom HaKudash. But the other days that have a Korban Musaf, you want to have a special Heker that it's a special day by saying Hallel. As mizeh nirah sheyeso din ahalu din b'halel sheyesh lomro b'yamim mesuyamim lo b'chol yom v'chein emirat halel moreshem mekudashim u'muvdalim hem hayamim ha'elu v'einam kishar yamim. In other words, there's a mechayev of halel. What's the mechayev of halel? To say halel. And when we want to show to praise Hashem at certain specific times, and when we want to show the ichiyuv is to praise Hashem, and it's said at specific times to show that these times are special. So if the din halal was mischayev mitzad hayom u'mishum shem ha-moed v'chag, and halal is a heker l'chag u'moed, Rosh Chodesh is in a moed. Rosh Chodesh is an asur b'asiyas malacha. And b'chol ha-moed Pesach, we already said halal on the moed, on the first day. So what's the heker to say it later? So the answer is, it's not mischayev mitzad hayom. It's not that the yom is mechayiv to say it. It's that there's a chiyuv to say halal. And when we say it in these specific times, it shows the heker that these days are special. Otherwise, on Pesach, when you say halal on the first day of Pesach, you already said halal for the whole moed. So what do you need another heker for? The answer is that there's a chiyuv to say halal. And to show that these times are special, you say it at specific times. So therefore, even though in Echinami you already said Hal and the Moed, one covers all, because it's all the same Korbanos, so they're not split up in different categories. But nevertheless, there's a Chiyuv to say a Hal of the rest of the days, to show that the Heker, the Kedusha Seom, these days are special from other days of the year. And so too on Rosh Chodesh. So it's not only days that are, like the Gemara says, it's on, you only say it on Moedim, or days that we have Nisan, like Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed, but there's still going to be, you want to show a Heker, that it's a special time. So even though it doesn't fit into the classical category of being a Moed, but nevertheless, you're still going to say Hallel with a Bracha in order to show that this is a Yom Mukdash Umuvdal, that it's a separate day, that it's a holy day. Because there's this Chiyuv to say Hallel, but you can't do it every day. And therefore, it's only on special days. So when you are saying it, you know that today's a special day. So that's what's mechayvi to say a hallel with a bracha on Rosh Chodesh and on the last days of Pesach. And with this, we can answer the Akasha, the Emek Barucho, of Aryeh Pomeranchik, in Binyan Halal Al Anes, on the Gils of the Rif in Megillah, 14a, on the Akasha, the Gemara, and Purim. Why don't we say Halal and Purim? Halal's the Nes, answers Rova, Bishleim, Mahasabaitis, Mitzrayim, Halal Wavde Hashem, Wavde Paro, Avalach, Halal Wavde Hashem, Wavde Achashverosh, Akati Havde Achashverosh, and how are we going to say Halal Wavde Hashem, Wavde Achashverosh? We're still Havde Achashverosh. Now, the Gils of the Rif, is Hacha my name? What are we going to say? Halalu Avdei Hashem. It's not true. We still Avdei Achashverosh. So it's Mashma in the Gemara in the Bavli that the Mikra Adin, according to the Rif's Girsa, that Mikra Adin we should say Halal. But you can't say it because it wouldn't work. The Nusach doesn't work. We say Halalu Avdei Hashem, Halalu Avdei Paro. So he says, my name, what are we going to say? You can't say Halalu Avdei Hashem. We still Avdei Achashverosh, not Paro. We still Avdei Achashverosh. So Frek, the Emek Baruch, we see now like this in the Yerushalmi in Pesachim 10:6. There it says, you don't say Shir on Purim, why? Because we were redeemed from those who hate us, from Haman, from all those horrible people, but not from the Malchus, we're still under Malchus Achashverosh. So we see from this that it's not just a lack of Efsharut Lomar Halel, because of the Nusach, but rather, there's no reason to say halal in the first place. There's no machayev. Because you need a gula shlema here, you don't have a gula shlema. So in the Bavli, according to the Gils of the Rif, it's mashma, it's because of what you can't say. You can't say the nusach of halal lo avdei Hashem, because we're still avdei Achashverosh. In the Yerushalmi, it's mashma, there's no reason to say halal at all, because we're still in gulas. We're still in nigelum and amalchius. So we see the chora estira. Well, if it's not correct to say in the Yerushalmi that we're talking about a Machayev, there's no Machayev. The whole Nidon here is not on the Machayev. Because what's the Machayev of Hallel? The Machayev isn't because of the day, and the Machayev isn't because of the miracle. The Machayev is because you have to praise Hashem. The question is, when are you going to praise Hashem? And the answer is, but again, it's not klapi the mechayiv. The mechayiv is, halal is mechayiv to say halal, that you have to praise Hashem. Now the question is, what about saying it on Purim? Would this be one of those proper times to say it? Once there's this mechayiv, but the mechayiv doesn't tell us exactly when to say it, the mechayiv says it's the mechayiv of halal. And it's said at certain times, is Purim a proper time to say it? And the answer is no. Why not? Because of the Nusach. You can't say Halal Avdei Hashem. So this stems with the Rif. There's a Chisaron of Neima. You can't say it. You can't say Halal Avdei Hashem. But it's not Klapi the Machayev. Because the Machayev is not the Yom, it's not the Nes, it's Halal. Halal is Machayev. The Metzias of Halal is Machayev is to say Halal. It's like the Metzias of Shabbos obligates us to keep Shabbos. And it's only said at certain times. Is Purim the proper time? We had a wonderful Nes. We were Nigal. And the answer is no. Because you can't say Alolo Avdei Hashem. Because we're still Avdei Achashverosh. So that's Klapei the Neima. It's just like the Rif said. It's Klapei the Neima. We can't say it. And now we can understand the Rashi, the super Shver Rashi that we saw. Efshir Yisrael Shechtim Pischeim Veinarim Halo. Can the Jewish people shech their psachim and not say halo? And then we saw Rashi who says that when you do they do mitzvahs, they have to say halo. So you do this mitzvah, they have to say halo. As lefi dvareinu, ein hakavanah she'asiyat mitzvah zo. It's not saying that dafka this mitzvah is mechayev halo. But rather, the mitzvah halo is a unique mitzvah that it's beknufya. So all the Jewish people together, Yuma 51a, Tosis there, 6b, Amar of Tachlifa. And this maimed of Kol Yisrael Oiskim B'mitzvah, Pashut La Lagmara, Shu maimed B'fnei Atzmo Hashoyne Mishak Kol Hazman. It's pashut to the Gemara that this maimed of all the Jewish people shechting their Pesach is a unique maimed. It's different than any other Zman. So that would be included, I'll call Perek U'Perek, every time period. This is going to be a time period that's going to require a halal. just like a moed is a time period that you have to say hallel, and just like a koltsara that we're nigah, we have to say hallel. So too, there's also a unique time, because again, it's only said at unique times. The mechayiv is hallel, and when is this hallel said at unique times? And knufi is a unique time. And therefore, the Gemara understood as a davar pashut. Of course, if all the Jews are getting together, you're going to say hallel. After they're doing this mitzvah, you're not saying hallel. No, this is a unique mitzvah. Be knufi shel kol Yisrael. So we still have a long journey ahead of us. But we know that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So Baruch Hashem, we made a significant advancement. And Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, Anachnu Namshich, V'Nera Od Neflaot Mitorat Hashem Yisbarach. Toda Rabba Shehezantem, Shalom Shalom. Tadinena Namshich.